And in a lot of ways, this is how you would master a lot of things in life. It's the way that you would learn a martial art. In a martial art, you would practice the white belt skills as long as necessary. And only when you've mastered it, you would move on to become a yellow belt. It's the way that you would learn a musical instrument. You practice the basic piece over and over again, and only when you've mastered it, you go on to the more advanced one. But what we point out, this is not the way that a traditional academic model is structured, the type of academic model that most of us grew up in. In a traditional academic model, we group students together, usually by age and around middle school age and perceived ability, and we shepherd them all together at the same pace. And what typically happens, let's say we're in a middle school pre-algebra class, and the current unit is on exponents. The teacher will give a lecture on exponents, then we'll go home, do some homework. The next morning, we'll review the homework. Then we'll get another lecture, homework. That'll continue for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then we get a test. And on that test, maybe I get a 75%, maybe you get a 90%, maybe you get a 95%. And even though that test has identified gaps in our knowledge, I didn't know 25% of the material. Even the A student, what was the 5% they didn't know? Even though we've identified those gaps, the whole class will then move on to the next subject, probably a more advanced subject that's going to build on those gaps. It might be logarithms or negative exponents.